Time-constrained customers are likely to identify the speedy checkout process as the greatest benefit the assistants offer. So no longer do you need to stand in a long queue wherein you are whiling away precious evening time or morning time. You quickly collect the objects you are billed as you go along shopping. The final bill is printed. You can pay it probably at a separate counter or at the security. Since the content of the shopping basket is scanned, the customers need not take their shopping out of the basket and place the articles on the conveyor belt. So you're spared of putting it at the traditional POS where they will be slowly scanned. So you can quickly get this scanned, you can present the printout to the person and you can be billed immediately. The next aspect is that of the electronic price tags. There are several benefits to the technology of electronic price tags. The price tags are nothing but they are small electronic prices which can be scanned by a particular software. The customers will recognize the benefit of accurate pricing that saves them the trouble at the cash register. So like the digital assistant, this is also an alternative, you know, to long lines. Potential arguments between customers and cashiers can be avoided, while other customers still waiting in line are not delayed by this inconvenience. You might have noticed many times when you go to Big Bazaar, either the prices are not present correctly or the barcode doesn't read. So in this context, electronic price tags help a lot. This contributes to the overall pleasant shopping experience and also decreases the likelihood of returned products. So I remember this one instance when we had bought a few washing detergents and a few utensils from a total a shopping lot of 20 to 30 products, out of which 2 to 3 products could not be purchased from a retail mall because the barcode on them was not correct. So in spite of the desire to buy that, we could not do so and we had to buy it from some other place. So electronic price tags reduce this particular inconvenience to customers. In addition to price, stores can also change the quality of service by the time of the day. Therefore, if customers who are more affluent visit the stores in late afternoon and evening hours, higher prices can be charged and more staff can be there to serve them. This can be an appropriate price strategy for the store. So as you see in this particular diagram here, in this particular figure, you can see that these particular tags are the electronic price tags which are placed in front of these particular packets of chocolates. Now let us look at the important aspect of applying business intelligence in retail. Retailers can use business intelligence in many ways, creating smart business solutions across the myriad challenges in the retail industry. So what this means is that the retail organizations can choose from a wide variety of intelligent business solutions to face the multitude of challenges that are present already. In the increasingly competitive and fast-changing retail industry, retailers need to use all the tools at their disposal to operate more efficiently and increase the revenue. Faced with mounting pressure to enter new sales channels, changing consumer demands, and continuing globalization, retail companies need information management solutions that allow them to make better business decisions. So today, there is a cutthroat competition happening between various retail outlets, both brick and mortar and online. In this context, if some critical input is obtained about the business, about the customers, then this could help to remain competitive in this industry. Thus, retailers handle immense amounts of information, everything from supply chains to sales information to stores operations. So the gamut of activities or operations in the retail stores is huge. There's a multitude of entities who actually are responsible for various operations for running a particular outlet. So in this context, a humongous amount of data is generated, which can be useful or which can prove a utility in the retail operations. The information technology available today allows retailers to make better business decisions and to better target performance goals. Today, vendors offer the retail industry the business intelligence software to report on, analyze, and monitor the vast amounts of data through a business intelligence architecture that helps companies reduce costs, increase revenue, and maximize the value of information. So it's extremely important to have a certain set of rules or architecture in place which help you become better organized, to help you gain more profitability through intelligent inputs. Companies in every major retail segment, including apparel, that is clothing, discount retailers, departmental stores, discount drug stores, electronics, home improvement, and specialty retailers need business intelligence. Retail companies need to keep up with their constantly changing industry to stay viable and competitive. Thus, the diversification of sales channels offers retailers many opportunities for growth and expansion, but it also presents them with new and different challenges. The days of only in-store shopping are long gone, and retailers now have many opportunities to interact with customers, and so does the competition. So today, as you know, shopping can also happen online. Companies can get an opt-in permission from the customers and deliver either print mailers or they can deliver digital coupons. So shopping is not just an online experience. It can happen, on in-store experience. It can happen outside the stores as well. The consumers might research products through one channel and then make their purchases through another. Many times this is the story of the Indian consumer who might watch products online or on TV and go and purchase it in the various stores or electronic malls, or in the malls. This creates many new opportunities for retailers to reach consumers, but it also adds incredible complexity to retailers' efforts to understand consumer behavior and effectively target their marketing strategies. To yield profits, retailers must have the tools to turn the massive amounts of information they acquire into useful, actionable knowledge. To effectively diversify their sales channels, retailers must integrate many internal systems and develop a unified operational infrastructure. This requires information systems that operate across the retail enterprise. So here an integrated or a cohesive approach is required so as to obtain the right information from the diverse departments or operations. Thus, this is called as the proliferation. The proliferation of retail, among other factors, has also greatly increased consumer knowledge and demands. So e-tailing operates in a cohesive manner. It has got information under a single website which can be easily accessible by consumers. The internet thus has made product information and purchasing much more easily available to consumers, making them more discerning and powerful buyers. So a quick decision can be obtained in this case because information is freely available. Retail data thus easily reaches into the multi-terabyte region or range, and contemporary vendors foundation in relational OLAP is uniquely suited to handle this depth of information. The unified business intelligence architecture allows companies to integrate easily and cross-reference vast amounts of information from multiple sources. So OLAP refers to a relational, or you can say a database or a store, where this information is processed and stored. Identify relationships among the information and learn how different factors affect each other and the company's bottom line. Let us now look at the major applications of business intelligence software in the retail industry. The first area being the product sales analysis. This enables retailers to continuously monitor the point of sale data to uncover sales trends, track product demand, and optimize merchandising strategies. So anything and everything related to the sale of products is encompassed in this particular analysis. You can find intelligent solutions to various problems associated with this particular aspect of operation. The next type of analysis is the store operations analysis. Information on store operations allows retailers to maximize the profitability of their sales channels and empowers executives with fact-based decision making. So here are the different sales channels, the different store related operations are taken care of, and intelligence business information is obtained. The next major application is in the field of customer analysis. So understanding customer behavior is essential to surviving in today's retail environment. In fact, we've spoken volumes on this particular aspect in the chapter in CRM. We've done it for the customer segmentation, customer applications, and so on. The business intelligence architecture helps retailers monitor customer life cycles and profitability by tracking customer interactions. So there might be different applications in place wherein customer movement in a mall or a retail outlet can be checked. The things that the customers buy can be analyzed on an individual or on a segmented basis, and so on. The next is the element of merchandise management. By effectively managing merchandise, retailers can maximize the profitability of the merchandising process. Business intelligence facilitates effective merchandising. The next major application is in the field of inventory. So the management of inventory through different business intelligent applications can be done as well. Faced with fluctuating demand, the retailers need the tools to maintain appropriate inventory levels. Intelligence vendors monitoring capabilities help the retailers avoid product losses due to changing economic, technologic, or consumer conditions. So not more stock is wasted. Inventory levels can be kept in check, and appropriate inventory management can be done with the help of these systems. Now we shall take a look at the location-based applications. Customers make purchase decisions out of stores. Example, by reviewing the retailer's website and checking this week's offers or the current week's offers, by reading user and expert reviews online, or by consulting their friends about recent purchases they've made either online or in a brick and mortar store. Customers also decide what to buy when they are already in the store. So this is a very useful piece of customer relationship management that can, you know, help to improve the shopping experience. So in this context, modern technologies make it easier for customers to locate desired products on store shelves, while at the same time can increase the distance walked by informing customers of specialized offers or compliments through mobile promotions sent to customers depending on the specific location in the store. So in-store location-based mobile shopping applications such as Foursquare and Shopkick 11 can make use of smartphones location sensing features to offer product information, coupons, or other marketing offers when shoppers are in a convenient position to buy. These and other location-based applications can further be used to let customers earn reward points redeemable inside the store. So such useful information can be actually instrumental in improving the customer's shopping experience. Customers can even book appointments with store assistants, that is, to request service at a point when they feel ready. This option gives customers the sense of control over the shopping experience. Furthermore, as store assistants have access to customers' purchase history, they can promptly react to product inquiries and questions. Now let us take a look at the concept of leveraging the power of innovation in retailing. Innovating in a company's business model with success has been identified as a necessary manager's ability due to the external market forces, that is, advances in information and communication technologies, globalization, deregulation, etc., rising competitive pressures, shifts in economic power from Western developed countries to emerging markets, and relentless changes in the customers' tastes and preferences. So innovation is the need of the hour. Without innovation, nothing would be possible. So in the words of Charles Darwin, the survival is always of the fittest. So here, the companies or outlets which seem to be the fittest are the ones that believe in changing and innovating. This should come as no surprise, since managers are the decision makers and their choices reflect how the organization must operate. So this is called as the business model. And what outcomes shall be realized, that is, the kind of value that is offered to the customers. A global survey by the Intelligence Unit confirmed that 55% of 4018 senior managers favored new business models over new products and services as a source of future competitive advantage. So even if you don't have newer products, but if you have new ways of selling them, if you have new ways of providing a value add to the customers, the senior managers in this case were happy. Business model innovation puts the company's managers in a situation where they contemplate innovation costs and benefits by answering the following four questions. How have we been doing business during the last X number of years? How can we do business better from now on, that is, increase the total value created for our customers or partners and or for ourselves in the next X number of years? What kind of resources, technology, skills or expertise do we lack at this moment that prohibits us from growing that value in the future? Even though it may seem easier and more desirable to innovate in the company's products or processes at first, Business model innovation comes first due to the associated research and development monetary costs that naturally come with developing new products, time costs and uncertainties surrounding both product success and initial investment payback. So many times innovation is put on the back burner. It is considered as probably an evil in the industry. Many people think of it as a risky proposition involving a lot of research and development and monetary costs. So that is the reason why many organizations fail to leverage this essential or quintessential aspect of innovation. Other factors include gloomy economic outlook that have made some companies resort to short-term cost-cutting measures to stay in business by, for instance, slashing the size of the workforce and number of employee benefits. These and other short-term cost-cutting moves might, however, spell trouble in the longer term, as the company's competitive position could have been adversely affected. In these difficult times, characterized by economic stagnation and crisis, a narrow focus on product or process innovation coupled with short-term cost-cutting measures might not be the best option available. Business model innovation, on the other hand, can help companies weather even long-term economic storms by embracing new technology, introducing change into their industry, or breaking into other industries. So a lot of people have a myopic or a narrow view when there are difficult economic times. But if you employ innovative methods or models, you are more likely to succeed than fail in the testing times. Now let us take a look at another interesting and a new technology, that is the self-service kiosks in retail. So retailers are adopting self-service technologies, also called as SSTs, to improve the quality of service. Self-service technologies indicate any technological application, but the most typical SST is interactive kiosks, which refer to computer workstations for public access. Kiosks have widely been used for banking, that is ATM and airline check-in. So we are all aware of what a kiosk is. A kiosk is basically where you put in a card and access information and get a particular amount, or in this particular case, a particular bill. Today, kiosks are shown in diverse retail sectors, including food service, supermarkets, departmental stores, specialty stores, drug stores, bookstores, and entertainment. The range of service varies depending on the retailer's goals. However, the retail application is not always positively received. Successful kiosks can deliver financial returns to the company and also impact the consumer satisfaction and retention. Technological interfaces enable companies to delight their customers instantly by allowing them to solve their problems using technology. So many places, if you've noticed, there are long checkout lines. Customers get irate, they get frustrated. So if there are many points where the customers can quickly go and get their shopping done, so then the customers would be happy for resolving their problems. Self-service technologies indicate any technological application, but the most typical SST is the interactive kiosks, which refer to the computer workstations for public access. So as we've seen, these have been used in banking and airline checkings. An example of retail kiosks is a self-scanning device and a self-checkout system in a supermarket. The range of service varies depending on the retailer's goal. While some kiosks are used simply to check the price, other kiosks can be used or designed to deliver products and or store information and transactional services. So there's a wide range of activities which can be conducted at this particular SST or self-service kiosk. Other retail uses are for management, example recruitment of employees, and educational applications. Example, Colgate provides educational videos for dental hygiene through kiosks in retail stores. Kiosks can bring a competitive advantage to retailers. However, the retail application is not always positively received. So here we have a picture of a person in a retail setting getting a kiosk at a kiosk. So previously, kiosks used in retail applications were rare compared with the use for banking and airport check-ins. However, presently kiosks are found at different retail locations such as supermarkets, drug stores and restaurants. Service for ATMs in banking is so common nowadays that approximately 75% of airline checkings is handled by customers. Supermarkets can offer unique information such as health content and recipes using standalone kiosks. From a company's perspective, kiosks are the cost-effective tool to reduce labor costs. Kiosks work as salespersons within a store. Retailers can deliver advanced customer service with fewer employees while not losing productivity. Therefore, utilizing kiosks can create an advantage to retailers in a very competitive kind of environment. Thus, friends, we have completed this particular topic on IT in retail, where we've looked at 11 chapters. We started with the basics, that is the first chapter, which dealt with the essence of information technology in retail. This was followed by the second chapter, in which we discussed the basics of the various retail applications used. This was followed by the basic terminology used in the retail industry. That was the third chapter. Post which we looked at the role of enterprise resource management in retail, which was the fourth chapter. The fifth chapter, we discussed the role of MIS for retail business, that is the management information systems in retail business, followed by the sixth chapter, which was the specialized retail software applications. Here we've seen many specialized vendors who offer their applications for retail organizations. This we followed with RFID and its application in the retail industry, which was the seventh chapter. The consumer data tracking techniques, an important topic we've seen as a part of the eighth chapter. In chapter 9, we have seen essentials of customer relationship management in retail, or CRM for short, in retail. Then we've looked at the 10th chapter, which is IT applications for e-tailing. So we've seen e-tailing, which is a parallel or an alternate channel to the traditional brick and mortar business in retailing. And finally, the last chapter, that was the 11th chapter, which was the technological advances in retail. So I believe this has been a fruitful and knowledgeable session for you to understand the various information technology related aspects used in the current retail industry in India as well as across the globe. Thank you.